18-yard line. Kine to Macklin Gettle. And actually right up the middle. I take that back. On the bound of that pile is number two, Josh Lang. Nope.
Yes, are correct. Josh Lang, go with your gut, man.
He's out of the 15-yard line. Three-yard gain brought down by Zach Schweitzer.
So far, you can see USA just pounding the rock right up the middle into the Harbor Beach defense. And again, it's a chess match when it comes with the wing tee. They're gonna try to jam it up the middle as best they can to keep luring in those linebackers of Harbor Beach and then try to bust it outside for a big gain.
It's a Tanner Foley, number 13, across the 10-yard line, close to the line of scrimmage for a 7-yard gain. No word yet from the officials, brought down by Kirshen Lanfear for the Pirates. And they're going to say he is short of the first down by less than a yard. Third and very short to go for the Patriots inside Harbor Beach's 10-yard line.
Right. It's a nice job by Daniel Lanfear as he gets the legs wrapped up and brings the running back down. Had a little help from Brady Kirsch and company. But third and one, we've seen Tanner Foley get these carries in times of need. But Macklin Gettle hasn't touched the ball yet. Wouldn't be surprised either one of those get a chance to get the first down here.
Kine hands it off around the left side to Tanner Foley. Inside the five, dragging his defenders in a wall, is stood up at the 4-yard line and brought down by Brett Dulkey of Harbor Beach. But not until after he crosses the first down marker inside the five down to the 3-yard line, first and goal for the Patriots.
And an off-tackle run with Macklin Gettle and Josh Langs as your lead back. And Tanner Foley follows them around the end, around the left end, and they get just inside the five before those Pirates swarmed to the defender, literally four or five Pirates in the area to make the tackle. But the USA Patriots putting a good drive together.
First and goal off the left hash. Kine under center, T formation for the Patriots. And we have flags flying from every direction. And this is going to be an offsides called against Harbor Beach. So this will be a half of the distance to the goal line from the 3-yard line to about the yard and a half line for the Pirates. Not exactly what they're looking for. Still first and goal.
No, but it's going to be about, like you said, a 1-yard penalty. Clearly on that play, the handoff, Macklin Gettle had the football before the play was stopped. He was the intended running back. We'll see if he gets another chance to score again right here.
First and goal from the yard and a half line for USA off the left hash. Kine is under center. There's the snap. And it's going to be a handoff into the end zone. Touchdown, USA. Tanner Foley on the carry from a yard and a half out brings USA in for their first touchdown of the night. It is now Harbor Beach 8, USA 6, with a 2-point conversion coming up.
And just overpowering the Harbor Beach defense. The offensive line of USA pushed them right back into the end zone, making life real easy for Tanner Foley. He follows them in, and a rugby-style play as they push themselves into the end zone. 2-point conversion coming up. USA, they like to stay in that wing tee, but don't be surprised if you see Ryan Kine run some play-action passes. That's the one time that USA likes to throw the football.
Kine hands it off to his third option. That's Tanner Foley, and he rumbles in for the 2-point conversion, and it is good. We are tied at 8 apiece with 1:49 remaining in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 8, USA with the second score of the night, also with 8 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
All squared up at 8-8, 1:49 into the first quarter. An onside kick coming from USA, and US Harbor Beach picks it up with ease And across midfield into USA territory is Robert Emming. He scooped that up at his own 41-yard line across midfield and all the way down to the 47-yard line of USA.
And Gavin Zimmer is the guy for the USA Patriots that brings him down. But that onside kick took a high bounce right into the arms of Robert Emming, and he handles it cleanly even with the elements out here and turns it upfield for a nice gain. He actually crosses midfield. So Harbor Beach's drive is going to start in USA territory.
Both teams scoring on their first drives of the night. Both teams with 57 yards of offense. 1:45 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach back on offense. T formation off the left hash at the USA 47-yard line. James Shelkey with the carry across the 45 and dropped at the 44-yard line by Cooper Caulfield for USA after a 3, maybe 4-yard gain, 2nd and 6.
Yeah, that run all James Shelkey as he was hit in the backfield and sheds a tackler and basically lunges forward to just to get something. A loss of 1 that turns into a 3-yard gain. Nice run on 1st down, 2nd and 7 coming up for Harbor Beach.
Splitting the hashes, left to right across your radio are the home Harbor Beach Pirates. So you had 4-4 on the season. USA has not lost since week number 1 against Ubley. They're at 7-1. Brady Kirsch under center, hands it off, actually going to keep it for himself. Coming around the left end, nice block from Shelkey, and here comes USA flying in to his Tanner Foley, and it stops Brady Kirsch maybe for a 1-yard gain. It looked like Kirsch had turned the corner, and here comes Foley out of the secondary.
Well, there were more defenders than there were blockers. A couple nice blocks. James Shelkey had one. Robert Emming had another, and they kind of sealed the end for the quarterback, Kirsch, to get to the sideline. But by the time he got there, as you mentioned it, there were Tanner Foley come flying in out of nowhere to make that tackle for a very short gain, maybe a yard or two. Harbor Beach now with a 3rd down and 5 or so coming up.
A 2-yard gain for Kirsch. Tanner Foley with his 7th tackle of the night. We're still in the first quarter. T formation for Harbor Beach, and it's a handoff to number 20, Daniel Lanfear. He has the 1st down across the 30 and finally brought down at the 23-yard line by Josh Lang. A big run for Harbor Beach, which started at the 42-yard line and finally brought down to the 25, a 17-yard gain for Daniel Lanfear converting on 3rd down.
Right, James Shelkey is a big playmaker, but Daniel Lanfear excels in this wing T offense. He is their true every down running back, and on 3rd down and 5, they give it to him. He sees the holes better than anyone else, and when he hits it with a full head of speed and gets a big gain on 3rd down.
1st and 10 from the 25 of USA. Harbor Beach with 30 seconds left in the first quarter, 8-8 tie. Brady Kirsch hands it off right up the middle, and not much going there, but on a 2nd effort, the running back, which would be number five, James Shelkey, gets out for about 5 yards. I don't know how he did that exactly, but he's brought down by Miles Geiger for USA. He's a defensive lineman, 5'10", 215-pound junior.
Yeah, one of the starting juniors for this USA team, and he does make a nice tackle, but not after an excellent individual effort by James Shelkey.
We have reached the end of the first quarter. All squared is how we started. 8-8, Harbor Beach and USA. All tied up after 12 minutes on the WLDW Sports Network.
Come to Moore Motors in Caro to see the largest selection of Ford F-150s ever. We have over 50 2016 F-150s on the lot at great savings. You could save over $13,000 on select F-150s. We also have a good selection of 2016 Ford Super Duties at huge savings. Hurry before they are all gone. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro, or call me at 989-673-4171. Call today.
Hi, this is your state representative, Dr. Nick Canfield. One of the things we have learned from the Flint water crisis is that young children at risk for lead exposure need to be tested. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that all children identified to be at risk for exposure to lead should be tested at 1 and 2 years of age. Talk to your doctor or healthcare provider to review your child's risk, and if necessary, get them tested. This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
On to the second. Harbor Beach and USA tied up at 8 apiece. Second